Evening, I call order the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education Special Work Session. Today is Monday, May 19th, 2025, and the time is 5:43 PM. Jamie, can we have roll call, please? Roll call, please.
Mr. Huck.
Here.
Mr. Jenkins.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Here.
Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can you run down to my office?
Okay, next up is discussion items. Now turn it over to Superintendent Shaw.
Yes, please. Okay, well, thank you, sir, very much, sir. All right, so tonight, in your packet, is the beginning of information. Tonight is just open conversation, okay? It's a start to what we've accomplished at Monroe Public Schools and then ideas of where we could go. And so when we think about Monroe Public Schools, since the bond passed, it was a $60 million total bond. We've also invested $7.3 million in ESSER monies into our buildings. And during that whole time, about $6 to $7 million of sinking fund monies into our facilities too. And so as a community, we've done a lot of work. And as you guys know too, you've had continued conversations. I shouldn't say conversations. You've had people come in and talk about the pool. What are we gonna do with the pool? So we had an evaluation done of the pool, so we knew what the outcomes of our current status of our pool. And so with having all of that information, we knew at some point in time we needed to come and share with the board some thought patterns of where you guys stand and for the future. And so tonight is those beginning conversations because at some point in time you have to make that start. And so it's a matter of looking at what we've accomplished, where we're trying to go. So if you look at, like, for example, on this paper right here, it's like a two-pager or three pagers. Raisinville, Manor, and Waterloo. Those three buildings at this very moment in time are very close to being what we call done, okay? When we say done, something that you don't have to go back and do any work at for 25 years. It's kind of that range right there. Because it has new unit ventilators, it has the air conditioning, the new entrance has been installed, Raisinville this year, Manor's next year. And so these buildings are really in a very close position of being done, energy efficient. Waterloo is actually one of them right there. You see very little items on that list. And that's because after the sum, we're done right here, that building is finished up where the ceilings have been changed out and the lighting has been changed into LED, so it's energy efficient.
These are what's been already completed.
No. Where are you at, ma'am?
On this.
No, that's not completion.
Oh.
So what that is right there is when you want to look at what's been completed up on the screen right here, which I've put in board briefs before, but we'll be putting this back out to you. These were the things that the bond tackled. And then we also have another document we'll share right back out with you too, which you want to hold up that Kohler document.
I just wanted to make sure I'm on the same page with you.
So this is another document. We'll reshare this. Yep, this is the Kohler document right there. Mm-hmm. Okay. That goes over detail by detail what we did in each.
Well, I can't read it that fast.
You don't have to. We're going to resubmit it to you. So what this document shows is this. Just going to, because I know some of you guys are on short timelines, is to help get you into a space of what does it look like to make it so each building is done, okay? And when I say done is they're energy efficient with the lighting, and they're in a state where over the next 20-ish years, you don't have to do anything except for maintain them, allowing the sinking fund to take care of windows or parking lots or roofs. But that work that we've seen happen, like at Monroe High School, is a great example. You go into those different wings. Those wings are done. You're not coming back. There isn't a soul in this room that will be, well, you will. We won't have to take a vote on it, but Monroe High School, it'll be another 50, 40 years before someone goes back in there and does the kind of work that was just done. okay, which was going there and literally gutted it out, new mechanicals throughout Monroe High School. But those wings are all done. But we know at Monroe High School, there were things we didn't get to. The bond just didn't have enough money. And so what we're showing you tonight is that either some perspectives of financials and where to start thinking about going. Now, at the end of the day, as a board, you have the elected decision that you can say, we're going to do nothing, allow the sinking fund to continue to do the work we've been doing. We're going to do X, and X could be just, all right, we just want to fix the current pool. Well, we just have to figure out how to pay for it, and or whatever that be. So the idea, though, is we have to start making some decisions on what we want to do. So what we put together, though, is some different thought patterns about if you want to make it so that all the buildings are basically in a done state, this is the list that gets you in a really close to being a done state. There are some things on here that won't go on it, won't happen. There are some things that will, okay? And when I go through, and so I'm going to kind of just highlight them. When we talk about halls and hallway ceilings and lights, that's just going in. This would be a great example. This ceiling would come out, new LED lighting, okay? That of an example, like if you go through, walk through any of those elementaries, you see the way the ceilings are, putting new lighting in there so it's energy efficient. Same with all the classrooms. We have a lot of classrooms. What's that?
On the buildings that you have here on the front that you say will be completed, the Raisinville Manor and all that?
Yes, sir.
Does that include having all the asbestos pulled out?
So what we do is this. When it comes to asbestos, if it is one of those items that can be left alone for eons where you're not going to touch it in the future, mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. But if it's one of those areas where you know, and we've actually experienced that a couple of times now at Waterloo, that once we get into it, that it's something that's going to create a problem later on, we address it.
Good enough.
So you don't, it's all about evaluating, going, okay, if that, obviously if it's the ceiling, that comes out, but it's more about the piping. So if it's intact and mm-hmm. it's not going to be disturbed ever, you leave it alone. Otherwise, mm-hmm. if we know, though, and that's one of the things when Dave and I have been working on the Waterloo project is, if we know that we get in there and it's an area that can be monkeyed with, then we abate it.
Yeah, you have to bust walls to get in asbestos if it's there, but it's all tagged and located. So any future construction, if there was any left, all floor tiles been ripped out, any piping access when we did up, when we demoed all the sinks, has all been taken out.
Yep.
They pulled stuff. We went above and beyond to get as much as possible other than to pummel a wall down just to get something that's inside and a valve or something.
I think that's very smart.
And that's a great example. You got to literally go into the brick wall
to get to that.
So, but if it's in the ceiling or something like that, we've been staying way ahead.
I just know somebody will ask me.
Oh, yeah, nope. So what this list shows you is really getting all the buildings in a position where they're set up for that next 20 to 25 years. You walk through Waterloo. All the buildings would end up looking like a Waterloo when it's done, okay, where they're painted, they have the flooring where it's needed, security, if there's any security updates. You want to talk a little bit about why we put security on there.
So our security system's 27, 30, I know it's 27 years old because I've worked here for 27 years. There's been a few updates. So what we're doing is we're piloting one at Waterloo. That doesn't have wire, it's a little bit wireless, it's not a lot of cabling run. We demoed all the old stuff out. The old system was actually integrated with the fire, and now it's not done that way. The fire is kind of separate. Habitat just monitors and reports it. So it would be a time where we would want to go through and upgrade the security systems in the buildings just to make sure they're updated. Price-wise, it's not ridiculously expensive, but it would costly thing.
Yep.
So that's why we want to do it at Waterloo.
And when he says security, he's talking about like the habitat security. Okay, it's not the hardening of a building. It's not any of that. It's our system that we use for habitat, which is the monitoring of the water,
if there's motion
stuff. Yeah. That's what the security is. So it has nothing to do with like a hardening of the building. So when we say security, it's more about that phone call that we get once a week because a motion is going off, or you have a cool temperature. Temperature in the cooler is too high now, and so something's going on.
Usually, a piece of paper in the hallway falls.
Yeah.
I would suggest explaining that out because we're at 2.4 million that we've spent on security.
No. That's all.
No, but I'm saying I understand you're talking about a different system now, but the tally just keeps going up and up and up. I'm trying to mentally keep a tally on where we're at with that. I'm sure it's probably higher than that now, just all the new stuff that came out. So.
If you're counting PA systems as part of security, it definitely is.
Yeah.
So I would just suggest, if you put that on here like this, that it explains what you're talking about. Because you'll get someone like me that'll be like, we've already spent, what are we, $3 million?
Yeah. So today is, like I said, is first day, and that's why we're putting it down there. These are just more initial talking points. I mean, think about it like this. We're way down here, and any kind of movement is a long time. And so I know some of you are crunched. This is. Some of you are crunched for time. So I want to just hit the highlights, because we're going to come back to this, okay? And because I know a couple of you have leave, but we'll keep going deeper. And so what we did is we put a list of items together here. So the board, what I want you to be thinking about is this. Do we want to have a pool or not? Okay, which means if you want to have swim, then let's have a pool that's competitive. The other thing is, at some point in time, a Board of Education, Monroe Public Schools, will need to make a decision around our 100-year-old middle school. Okay, and that building is a factor, because on our current bond, okay, and I'm going to scroll down here so you guys can see it quickly, the middle school was slated to have secure entry, which we addressed as secure entry, but then update the bathrooms on the first, second, and third floor, HVAC. And so it gets in the HVAC of damper controls, cabinet unit heaters, kitchen, unit ventilators, those unit ventilators that's going to classrooms. What you're talking about right there is when you dive into that middle school, it's millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when we did the high school. It's a lot of money, especially getting into it. So that's why when you look at the middle school, we did one thing. We'll update you more later on this. Okay, Gary?
One quick question.
Yep.
How much to replace the middle school for with a new school?
So we're going to present you a plan to move the middle school out to the high school. That we can do it inside our numbers here. Because at Monroe Public Schools, in our district, we can't afford a new middle school. A new middle school will cost you $110 million at minimum.
That was the question.
A new middle school, a renovation of our current middle school, you're in that $40, $50 million range, because once you get into it, as you guys have witnessed already, you're going to cover stuff.
Does that still have the original piping in it for the boilers?
That's the problem. You start opening up the walls.
So, Darla, you're asking a great question. I want to address that. What's that?
I'm having heart failure.
No.
So you know.
Well, it's some. Yeah, I know. It's so if you go to what I want you to look at now is this page right here. Okay.
So this page right here is our PFM numbers. All right.
Now, what exactly does PFM stand for?
So I have no clue. There are financial people.
It's the company.
So this is what Carrie Blanchard. So what I asked Carrie to do is run numbers on a 1 mil, a 1.5, and a 2 mil bond. And then she also ran them by the number of years. So, for example, if you go to the top one, a 1 mil bond for 19 years would generate us $20 million. A 24-year bond would generate you $36 million. And, I'm sorry, I've got to go over to the other side. Bond amount is 37, then you got your interest. So, it's bond amount is over on this side right here. I was missing, sorry there. And so, what that would generate over that time. Interesting part is when you get into the amount of interest that it pushes, right? As you put those years out. The next one down there is a 1.5 mil and over 19 years would generate $54 million, over 24 years is $62 million, over the 30 years is $71 million. And then you can see what the next level of a 2 mil, what that begins to look like. It does take into account that the taxable value shift due to the coal plant shutting down. All right, so that is already weighted in here. They've had to practice doing that.
Is that the taxable value down here, the annual in the small print, 1.75 for 5 years, 1.5 for the following 3 years?
Well, if you go down to that very last one, it indicates decrease of $174 billion. $174 million.
Yeah, that's taxable value.
That's on the decommissioning of the power plant.
Right.
So that's a huge component there. So what they did is they made sure to allot that when that plant decommissions, that it doesn't swipe everybody's taxes to pay for the bond.
Only for a few years, though. That's not a long-term plan.
No, this is one.
No, I meant Fermi. When they decommissioned the reduction of taxables, not a long term.
They're not decommissioning Fermi. It'll be the coal plant.
I meant the coal plant.
Whatever they do after that, they do.
Yeah, but it's not like it's never going to, taxes go up. What they've said is, right now, the taxes aren't going to go up. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to gradually increase.
Well, she's saying that when they decommission, they stop paying there. So you take that tax base out, what does it do to our community?
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've made it so that you don't, they've smoothed those numbers out so you don't feel, otherwise if that tax value went away, now it would escalate what people would have to pay.
Well, it's still happening, it's just more gradual.
Correct.
I just don't want to give the impression that it's not happening at all, that that is a tax, that is going to be consumed by.
But it may not happen. They're also talking about converting it to a gas plant.
I heard it's way too much.
There's so much out there.
I don't think they're going to convert it to gas because I forget how many, they said it would be almost $1 trillion to run a gas line from Dundee to here.
So the other thing is this. This is probably the one that really matters a lot. This gives you, this document right here is thing about state utilized value of properties. And so you begin to look at, and I always think about looking at that $175,000 taxable value, because with that number, what that one really shows you there is a person that has a $350,000 property.
Mm-hmm.
And we know our properties have all, they've increased, we go out to sell. So what you start to look at is if on a 1 mil, it's $175 for a year increase, on a 2 mil, or sorry, 1.5 mil is $225, for a 3 mil is $300. So if you're trying to figure out, okay, what would that cost a taxpayer of?
Let me ask you this. What are they paying right now on the present millage?
They're paying, you got your 1 mil sinking fund and you have a 1.49 on your.
It's minimal.
Yeah. So so what they'd be paying right there, Larry, is it's basically your 1.5 number.
Okay.
So that's what they're currently paying.
Okay.
Is that amount with it. And so.
I thought it was only a 1 mil.
What's that?
I thought we were operating on a 1.
1 mil sinking fund, 1.49 I think it is for the bond. Okay.
Yeah, but the bond is done.
The bond work is done next year. The payoff is 25 years.
So this will be an addition to the
This is an addition to.
Paid off yet.
Correct, ma'am.
Yeah.
Correct. Heart beating?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I don't disagree. I'm sharing with you that what are the options out there? A, we do nothing. We just have the singing fund, okay, and keep doing our things to our buildings. Great. Or B, it's a bond to do any of the other work.
What
to
does
fix
it cost
our current
us to do a bond if it fails?
What's that?
What does it cost us as a district if we try for a bond and it fails?
That just the bond cost. I want to say I can't even begin to. I'm going to pull a Cassie this one time, which she would be thrilled to hear me say this out loud. I can't. I'm not going to quote what it would cost for us to take this to an election.
There's so many variables.
It depends on if there's other things
on other things
the election
on the ballot
where it gets shared.
So you're splitting
the cost. Would you do the one like we did on the first bond where you did the legwork forward to have all these surveys done to see if it'll even float?
So I was talking about that earlier today, and it's all about, again, like you do surveys, it's all about who you get to.
Yep.
And who and so you might find, okay, and I'll give you an easy example. Mason did a bunch of survey work, all right? They said, all right, what can they support? $16 million. Failed 2-1. Mm-hmm. And that's what the survey came back. Like, you know, don't go here. Go back, do the guts, and that's all it was boilers
well, I
and
guess,
piping.
I guess basically what I'm asking is, would we do that?
Yep. So I don't think so because we're in a position where we're talking about completion of buildings. Because the community, sinking fund, current bond, ESSER monies, has gotten our buildings so close to some of them being done. And others just need some more, need like, look at our Arborwood campus. That building needs a lot more work. North there, another Custer 2, the Custer big building, that one just needs the AC put on the outside right there, the condensers. And it can go. But one of the things that we started looking at was, and I know tonight we don't have enough time, and so we'll be bringing you guys back in, though, is the idea around at the high school right here. This is not something we created in the recent weeks. This was created in the great year of 2008. So a long time ago.
Why was it a great year in 2008?
Every year was a great year.
All right. So I'm just asking. You said the great year of 2008.
Going back to the whole I know that there was probably all those conversations, and we probably have so much more background than me on things that happened, but whenever we talked about spending money on Monroe Middle School, using elevators, or the vestibule, redoing all the bathrooms, all the water fountains, and all this money that we're putting into it, and every time I would say, gosh, it's the middle school. And you'd be like, that school's got years to go yet. Well, it's good to go for years. That's a solid building.
I never said that words. I said that school is a beautiful school, and we can't, and but we have to do something.
So maybe I just thought you said it was a solid school. I would take that one back. But, so
it's a 100-year-old building. It's a problem.
I understand that, but that's why I kept asking the question. Why are we putting all this money into it?
Because we have to. So the two that we have no choice on is the elevators.
We have to.
Elevators and drink fountains. No
fire alarms. There's stuff that we have to do for both.
Right, which that means at the end of the day, if you stop and say, you know something, this isn't the time, okay, then it'll go a few years down the road, come back, and those numbers will, you know, your taxable values might shift and go, okay, instead of $70 million to do maybe the work that we're talking about, well, now you're into the $100 million. That's just years down the road. But if we don't share right now, then I haven't done my job, make sure that, because someone's going to ask, well, what did you do? The pool is the number one that just keeps coming back, right? What are you going to do about the pool?
We need a bond for that. We already talked about that.
What's that?
We already talked about the fact that if you want a pool, it has to be a bond.
Yep.
So you're wanting to include that in with this.
Correct, yeah.
And you're wanting a new gym?
Yeah. So I'm going to show you
it's a whole concept.
Is that this area right in here, taking and building a new large, like, two-story office area, so that's like your new middle school entrance with some classrooms, and then you use a wing. The wing, the way the high school is designed, is really conducive to the idea of, like, the schools call them pods, so you have kids down one hall in these areas where that's where they stay. So that idea of large middle school area right here for offices, support staff, and then use one of the wings for their classrooms. Now,
so kind of like what Canton has done.
It is similar, but what you have, though, is high schoolers are entering their normal entrance right here, middle schoolers over here, so they still separate. By the way, our middle schoolers have been on the buses together before. But you got to know, too, that this kind of concept, you're talking 40 years from now, before this would even go into, before the project would be done. But what would happen, though, is this is where your current pool is at right there. That would be filled in, like they talked about, wrestling room. Your cheer room, it allows also for gymnastics. And this area right here, which is where the gym is, this comes here, you have three indoor basketball courts, walk track, your pool that sits right there. This becomes the main entrance for your gymnasium. So instead of walking all the way up the sidewalk, you come in through here into the gym, and that everything stays in that area. It's a beginning of a concept right there. Size of school we are. Knowing we have 300 kids per grade level, the high school is more than can handle that load right there. Long term, it helps too, simply because of staffing. You know, we have kids that do freshman algebra at eighth grade, but they can actually sit in a freshman algebra class, and so be it. Or you got your health class that they take.
Any idea of a price tag on that?
So what we're, knowing all the stuff that we've been seeing happen in our whole system, we know that the pool is about $10 million, and what we've already kind of budgeted is this project is about $70 million in tally. When I say finishing your elementaries, looking at Arborwood South and what would need to be done with that building. We know when we did that walk, when we did that walk at Arborwood South, you know, 2 years ago with the bond, that building, it needs a lot of work. We know there's asbestos in there. That one's going to be a lot.
How much was our first bond?
$59 million.
So we're actually asking for one that's more than the first one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But the problem, what we're looking at, and that's why I said that list we kind of gave you is really as a first blush list. I knew we needed to get something in front of you is this, that there are things on that list that may not happen. Okay?
Oh, sure.
There are some non-negotiables.
Are we going to have a shooting gallery this time?
What's that?
Are we going to put a shooting gallery in?
Nope.
We trade that in one bond.
Yeah, no. Your non-negotiables here are you're finishing off all the classrooms, which means you're going to get, if they don't have your new unit ventilators, get them. You got your boilers all updated if they weren't updated already. And that's why you'll see them on the list, which buildings need a boiler, need the air conditioning, need the lighting. The other thing is, when we were looking at it all, furniture. Furniture is an expensive item, right?
Our furniture right now is pushing for certainly 30, 40 years old.
We bought a lot of furniture.
Oh, we have, but the vast majority of the furniture in all of our buildings is 30, 40 years old. So there's replacement value there too. So that's why it's looking at going, what things can we get done so we can buy another long period of time there? But it's more in terms of thinking, finish up what we've done. So these buildings are air, you have air conditioning, you got the generators, so that they are done. The sinking fund we're blessed with because that still allows us to get a lot of other little things done.
But the $70 million would finish up all of our buildings and do this dream thing at the high school.
The plan is that would be.
And that would get rid of our middle school, correct?
And the middle school.
Would be moved there.
Unless, I mean, the only other option we've talked about is, again, looking at the Arbo campus and making the Arbo campus, adding on to that building. So that's a 5-8 building. And so, but again, separate wings and areas for people. You're back at cost. One of the nice things, though, when we think about the high school, that location is all the athletics sit right there.
Yeah.
And we
well,
don't
plus
have
they would be able to do their CT classes there, too.
You yeah. Your CTE. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the athletics, you're not dealing with the transportation.
Yep.
You're not dealing with that stuff right there. The complex is large enough to handle the group. We want to just start sharing this to get your brains thinking about it. We're going to have a lot more conversations. There is nothing written in stone. In fact, as I told Tom earlier today, if I could have written this all out in pencil for you, I would have, just to prove it's not in ink, okay? But I wanted to, the other part, though, you just need to be aware of, the proposal shows for looking at next August. So August of 25, bring this to the voters. If there's something you want
26.
To bring. 26.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, woo, that's quick.
Okay. It's not a good environment to go for bonding right now.
Oh, and that's not at all.
You just know where I sit with this.
Oh, I know.
Is
no
every time we go to the public for more money, they have to have a rate of return.
Yep.
They have to be getting something in return. So I'm always looking at what are they getting in return for the dollars we're spending, because I do think a lot of this is Cadillac plans. And I think that there are things that could be done that are efficient, and there are things that would be done because it's the cool bean thing to do. So
and as
know,
I
that's,
said, some of this list.
That's why when I look at this and I look at some of these and I'm like, man, we've replaced furniture, we've done painting, we've done, like, we just got that list, and I'll have to go through my notes and find it. Because we asked for it when we talked about the bond.
Yep.
What are the stuff that's been done? And it's some of this I look at, and I'm like, electronic interior doors? Like, that's a Cadillac.
Yep.
And that's
that's not a, like a we need it to teach.
No, but some of it, like the lighting, will pay itself back. The doors are just more of a...
Lighting will be a long time to...
Oh, no. LEDs will pay you back.
Yeah.
I'd say LEDs will pay you back in 3.
Yeah.
For the number of hours.
There are some things, and I don't disagree. There are some things you look at going, well, that's I won't support it, but you know, I see those things on the list. And that's where we look at what are those big ticket items, those things that are the non-negotiables. That's why I talked about, you know, when we look at hallways and ceilings, back to then you talked about abatement. Well, that by doing the hallway ceilings and lights, you've abated. Now we've also addressed in our hallways all the wires. So you guys went through high school.
This makes sense. It's much cheaper.
Yep.
Here's a question, because we just put new boilers into the high school.
Yep.
If you do this middle school at the high school, do you have to put in additional boilers or those?
So that's up to, that's how the engineer would have to look at it.
We're good. I even asked that question when we did, because we have extra boiler.
Okay.
So we actually, for example, the high school can run on one chiller. We got 2.
Yeah.
And they can run on 2 boilers, and we got 3.
Yeah, so there'll be some significant energy savings by closing down the current middle school.
Well,
middle school is
it's got to be very inefficient.
Here's what I worry about the middle school is every time we go into something, you don't know how much it's going to cost. And what I fear is you're going to find something that we have to fix because you can't cancel school, and we're going to have no choice because we don't know what's in every. Those pipes are so old that they get touched. It's almost like Custer sealing. You just before you mess with it, be ready.
Mm-hmm. You know, Darla, to your point, what will happen is there will be a list created of the non-negotiables, because what we saw in our current bond was COVID hits, thinking that $59 million was going to tackle all the stuff on that list. Well, we knew it couldn't, especially when you look at the middle school. But then the escalation of costs really wiped it out, because the bond was hopeful that it would have addressed I believe it was Arborwood South and Orchard with their boilers. I think those were the two boilers there. North has, South is set, North needs the new ones. But there wasn't enough money because of escalation of costs of everything, which we've seen happen there. So it really comes down to what are those non-negotiables, knowing that, okay, you're protecting $5, $8 million because of an escalation and or something we didn't foresee. And so all I'm saying is that because the pool has been a question, and looking at what we've done with our three elementaries already and where some of these other buildings are at, well, you're this close to having a lot of things done, what would be that next deal? And maybe, you know, and as we move along, if next August the economy still looks like it's a junker, then you don't do it then, okay? Or you're like, you may have find that through a lot of conversations, there is a lot of momentum. There's never, rarely is there a good time for a bond because everyone gets impacted, they're gonna pay a tax on it. Your return is simply put like this: as we continue to increase our academics and the facilities in our district, it's people moving in. I've said it before, we don't wanna be Bedford. Bedford is an old folks community. We want young families in our coming here. And so the facilities do matter. This district's already done a great job though. Coming out of Erie Mason, looking at some of these other buildings in these other districts, they're in a pickle. But this district, having the sinking fund for all these years, the buildings themselves, the integrity of the buildings are in great shape. The middle school, the problem with that one is it's 100 years old. And you go put a lot of money into it. You just said to everyone, we're staying in that building for another 30, 40 years.
If you wind up having to put boiler lines in there,
if you go drop, if you go drop,
I don't think that would be the suggestion of 30, 40 years. I don't think anybody would think that. We've talked about it so many times about the middle school, and you know, it's just so to me, having had those conversations, I never heard anybody say, you know, we really. So it's like when we get this and I look at digital marquees and I look at all this stuff, I'm like, this is Cadillac stuff. We went through this with the other thing we
had.
Well,
so I'm going to be honest. We put it on there because if I don't put all the stuff that we pretty much know and then we come back, then I'm getting beat up going, well, why didn't you put that on the list? So I was. That's why it's on there.
It's easier to take it off.
It's easier to take it off.
Agreed.
I just think it's hard. Like, I can't imagine selling a bond to tell people we'll want to buy furniture. Like,
oh, darling, that's $10,000 to $15,000 a room. Multiply that across our district.
So I can understand that from a district standpoint.
Yeah.
But from a person sitting in their home, that this is coming out of their pocket, they're still paying for the other bond.
Yeah.
They'll be paying for this one. They're paying for the sinking fund. And, you know, they might like a new kitchen table that they can't afford. But, you know, when you look at the amount of dollars that are going out, I can't help but see it that way.
Yep.
And so I look at every person out there and be like, the same thing with pay to play. When we talked about that, that's more money going out of their pocket. Every time there's a fundraiser, there's money going out of their pocket. And it's like we're constantly taking.
Yep. And until the state of Michigan shifts,
so it's going to be
a capital project. This is our only mechanism to address our buildings.
And if to me, if $300-$400 more a year makes my district top rate, it's what I want.
Well, there's a couple of things too. We talked about the pool in that athletic area. Yep. Now it's kind of a separate module. It'd be like Jefferson, where the community can use the pool, which really, other than the Y, we don't have a pool in Monroe.
Well, you have your pool and that. In
but didn't that fail miserably at Jefferson?
Yeah, the whole community pool thing. Yep. I thought we talked about that.
I think that collapsed.
But that's, Darla, why we don't have, we can't stand here and say, have an answer to every single thing.
No,
this was literally step one of about 51. Yeah. And to really dive down deeper. The one thing you want to look at, and we'll update this, and this was back in 2019, is this graph right here, which talks about the millage rates across the our county and surrounding areas right here. And you can see at that time, from Monroe, we just had the current, I believe that would have just been the same, right, the bond, okay?
Yeah.
So we were already and still would be considered behind many of the rest of you looking, okay, what's other communities investing into their facilities? Our only saving grace that we have is that we do have a large tax base. That is a positive. Otherwise, you take and try to do the work we want to do with a smaller tax base, and you're looking at a lot more mills.
Well, demographics, because I hear all the time demographics and the average wage in this community, and how would that correlate? So that there would be a discrepancy if you have, like, when Jefferson was flooded with money out there all that time.
Oh, back when they were drunk with Fermi money?
They piling it in.
They did.
But.
We definitely need more industry coming in. That would certainly help offset.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they don't get the tax breaks.
But I'll tell you, once you fall behind on keeping your facilities updated, it's way more costly to fix it.
I don't think there's a suggestion of that. I'm always like, let's do what needs to be done. But in some things, like, this community can't afford the Cadillac plan or the Lamborghini in the lot.
But you know what? At the end of the day, the community will tell you what they can afford and what they'll support.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. I'm just here as a representative. Yep. That's it.
Because I would rather try to do the best for the school system, and if the community isn't ready, they're not ready. But I don't want it to be on my name. Because these buildings, you get them to a point, it's extremely costly if you let something go and you don't keep up on it. And as we look at the sinking fund, $60 million worth of projects, $2.5 million a year isn't going to do that. It can help with roof maintenance and crack fill and seal, some basic things. But when you start doing boilers out of that or, like, elevators, there's only so many of those big projects we can sustain before you start to have to leave things go.
I also think it's not a fair statement to say that if you don't go for all of this, then you're not wanting to support keeping the buildings. I forget what words you used in it.
I don't think that
we sit here and we make the decision, so it wouldn't be on you, it would be on us. And I'm just trying to always look at the fiscal responsibility and say, what do we have to have? What is the plan, and when would be the best plan to do that?
Yep.
Because I'm only one vote.
Right, but sometimes if you try to cheap out, in the end, it costs you a lot more money.
I didn't say cheap out.
Well, yeah, basically you did.
I think it's premature. At some point, we'll decide what's going to go in there.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
This is just telling you what.
This is just, I knew if I didn't put it on a list,
yeah,
it wouldn't be talked about.
Yeah.
Okay, and or come in later. The other part is, it's really studying this document right here. Okay, this is an important one. And then this other one from PFM, when it gets into the taxable values or the amounts, because it's all about interest. So I just want to draw your attention to this. If we needed $70 million, well, we can go one and a half mils, okay? It'll be for 30 years and $78 million in interest.
Mm-hmm.
If you go for the same dollar amount to 19 years, you're paying $38 million in interest.
Whew. That's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
For a half a mil more, drops it by $40 million in interest. So that's why this document right here is very important to start to dive into it, to know when it comes down to, like, well, I like that 1.5 mils. Okay, well, 1.5 mils, what is that going to generate for you? Well, it's either going to generate 54 million, 62 million, or 71 million. It's all based on that length of time. Then you look at the amount of interest that's paid out on that. And so I think that's something I just want to draw your attention to. That's why when PFM put these numbers together, it's helpful. Like I said, this is a beginning conversation around what's those next best steps for Monroe. And it's really because, honestly, gang, I thank Jerry all the time for putting the ESSER funds through, and we get those Razorville Manor and Waterloo completed right there, because that really brought that $7.5 million, really made a big difference for us, because those projects wouldn't have been done. And so we've been like, okay, what are we doing to finish those buildings off? So make it very helpful.
Just so I can, when I go home and relook at this chart. So it says the first year.
Yep.
And then this is, like, are we following this across?
Yeah, so Carrie will come in.
So it's not one mil.
So in that first, but you got to remember, it's all about when you take the draws. Okay, so that's why it becomes, like, in the first year, it's all about how much you're going to be drawing out. Remember how this current bond we took and did two different pulls on it right there?
But it does raise it, right?
So the average will be, in this very first one right here, is one mil. Okay, that's our average, what this will be. So it will raise your total millage from one mil you're paying to the two.
So what's the maximum total mill of all that 2.5? What is that number? Because if the safety fund's one and the other one's almost 1.5 and this is another one, is that what you're, that's where you're coming up with the 2.5 or what?
Yes.
That'd be three.
Well, no, the debt. So it's the debt. So the sinking fund, because the sinking fund is a variable debt, one where, because again, that's elected on every 5 years. Community can keep it, not keep it, or you can say, okay, we're, because we have the bond, we're not going to bring it back to the sinking fund. That's the choice of the board. So when it comes to your debt, and that's what it's referring to right here, your debt. And you're looking at maximum total of all debt is 2.5 mils. So you have your 1.5 currently. You'd be adding another mil.
Well, yeah.
In the first three options. The next three options, you're going to have a total of 3 mils of debt.
Right.
1.5 that we currently have, a new 1.5, and then the bottom one is 3.5 mils, 1.5 plus the 2. So that's
so what is the year of millage decline of 2033? The very last column.
So what that's referring to there is
can't be paid off in
no, it's all about how no, because our current bond, I don't have,
let me see here, if I can pull it up. I know lots of information on this. So this was a 30-year bond, I think it was.
That was 5 years ago.
Yeah, so that's a carry question. I wish I knew that answer for you.
No, that's all right. I just figured I wanted to understand the
charge. Kerry was going to be with us tonight. Her dad has dementia. He fell yesterday, broke his hip.
So, oh.
Yeah, so praying that it doesn't turn into something worse for her.
Right. Okay.
There. But that's Kerry Blanchett. She lives in our community. She'll come in. The next time we want to have this conversation, okay. She'll answer all the questions that you may have. What I would encourage you to do is, you know, talk with each other. Please talk with myself and we've got Steve here from the high school. And if you've got ideas, we want to hear them because that's how you get things going. We've thought a lot about different ideas on how to continue to move our system forward right there and what makes the best sense.
Did Cole write anything up on this?
I didn't ask him to write up anything on that. No.
Should we submit our questions to Jamie or to you?
Send them to Jamie. That'd be great. Okay.
Andy, when I look at the...
And then what will happen is on that, all the questions will push back out to everybody, too.
Monroe High School, I think we've talked about doing a separate secured entrance.
Yep.
And I don't see that on this list.
It is. If you look at the Monroe High School, where it says... I know I had it in there. Auditorium, one most
entrance.
Is this
the new addition between A and B?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the secured entrance?
New addition between A and B.
Well, there would be one, if they do that middle school.
Okay. Part, it's on another document I have. Okay. I had a spreadsheet going. I didn't pull it over.
Okay.
It is on there, though. Yeah. Because that whole... because what you do is at Monroe High School, you keep the middle school, the 7-8, separate.
No, the current building.
Staff. The administration
really doesn't
or
have
two
a secured
things.
Entrance. You go in those.
There
doors,
is opportunities to share some staff due to schedules. That's kind of a little bonus right there. Logistically, you deal with passing of classes, so they don't, you know, they're not walking into the commons at the same time the high schoolers are walking out of the commons.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of ways that you address so the facility can be used.
I did experience that, so I do have a little background in that. When I was in fifth grade was at our high school.
Mm-hmm.
From a component, and it was not a good thing. It only lasted that 1 year because there was so much, you know, fifth graders and high school kids.
Oh, yeah.
And as much as you say, there's not going to be, you know, there is.
Yeah. So I was.
And that's not always a positive thing.
I was in a small district where the seventh and eighth graders had lunch with the high school kids, and I watched a squirrely little seventh grader. And this is when I was first superintendent there, throwing food at this high school kid, senior, you know, one table away, and fortunately that high school kid couldn't get through that other table to get to him. Within a few short months, we had it, so we had a 6th, 7th, 8th grade lunch, totally separate, so we didn't have that. At the high school and middle school, though, when I say two separate bell schedules, so for example, they might be, their class movement might be from 10 to 10:05, and the middle school class movement is 10:07 to the next time. So that way there is no, you won't never not have any interaction, okay? But it was one way to look at how do we solve the problem of a middle school. Again, I say to you, I don't believe we can afford to build a brand new middle school.
But adding on to Arborwood would be another solution, because then you got 5th through 8th grade.
You could have 5th through 8th grade.
Which would be better than...
It's an option.
7th, them at the high school, because you're more aligned. You've already got the 5th, 6th separated out.
Yep.
We know there's plenty of space there to include, add on, and build.
To add on, build. And so that's why the Arborwood is not a bad option either. And then then you're just down to your logistics of transportation. You know, for the athletics, but
those are transportation for everything.
That building's packed with what we got.
Yep, it beats, and so the saving grace of this is that both options do this. Make it so that we're not cleaning 4 floors. You're looking at heating and cooling 4 floors, so just that savings in general, it can work right there. Yeah. And so it comes down to, it's really going to be more of, at the end of it, which one is the most affordable? I think is one of the factors that's going to come into play.
And so are there any plans that have been adopted for the 7th, 8th? Is that something you could have someone put together?
So what we'll do is we'll work alongside of Kohler and start talking about square footage along with Clark Construction. We've not asked into any drawing. Like I said, this was about 3 weeks ago, Steve, or maybe a month ago.
What's that?
This was shown to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was only about a month ago that this was unveiled. I saw this. This was out in 2008, okay? Right. And so, no,
Mark's very creative with his usage of space.
Yep. We didn't want to put any resources to it because, again, this was step one. Because I don't want to walk in and go and have a lot of things figured out. You go, well, where do we get a chance to have any kind of conversation? And so it's that, because now it's back down to cost per square foot and what makes the most sense there. So we'll be looking at what the different options are.
So the gym at the high school is something different than the gym now? Because it said new addition gym.
Yeah, so...
That's that area that you talked about with walking, correct?
More of like a rec.
It's right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So you'd add 3 new basketball courts.
So these are all that space?
Yes. Yep, that's it right here.
And all of that would be, now, so it's the $10 million for the pool plus all the
other stuff. Plus this. But you got to remember, that's a lot of just open space, so it's not as expensive.
I underlined it because I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah. Again, I'm not even going to throw out any kind of numbers. That project, the high school, it's going to be a number, just like. But I think the other part was, though, in there you'll see the auditorium needs to get its work done, which is the heat, the lighting, electrical upgrades. We know that the stage needs some work, and then also the music department and then the CTE areas. Now, when I say the CTE areas, like inside the main high school, a lot of that's lighting and some other needs there. You go out into the I-wing, though, that's going to need a fair amount of work.
Because so, we did spend money there.
In I-wing, we put in just the bathrooms.
The CTE area.
Yeah, we just bought some furniture for it, too.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't there something like a new drafting room or something?
Yep, that was
the furniture. Yeah.
The
stuff
furniture.
Like that.
But the idea is, though, you're getting a lot of your lighting is all turned over to LED, so that way that's all on switches, so that way if it's a large area, it's shutting down after a period of time. Those are the energy savings. What's that?
I can't wait till LED's gone.
Well, invent the next best thing after LED, then.
It's better than the...
That saves a lot of energy, because that's it.
Yeah.
A little compact.
So, yes, please email Jamie questions, thoughts.
So what's the plan?
We're going to be coming back to you. I don't know if it'll be in June, but it'll definitely be in July. Because right now we have 4 meetings set up in June, and I know they're going to get used for a lot of different items. If we can figure out how to space time in there in June, we will. But it will definitely be in July, no matter what.
So we're still got the redesign stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is, because if you look at the timelines, if you wanted to do August of 26, you got to back that train up to late this fall, when you have to get PFM, you have to get some plans going, you have to get things to the state, because then in April, you actually call for the vote and do all that stuff. So there's some... has to go to Treasury, so there's a process.
So this is super fast. I mean,
so that's why the timeline part is in there for you, so you can see it.
That's fast.
Yep. Oh, it is. And at the end of the day, it's all about how much, you know, if you look at things we've been working on,
But sometimes taking a breather in between to clean up some of the stuff you've already got going on.
Yeah.
Get some of that stuff completed and then revisiting something down the road, because I'm always like, when something comes hot and heavy and fast, I'm always like, why are we pushing so hot and heavy?
But the other part is, I don't want our pool people to think we're not doing something.
Well, we know we're doing something.
Oh, no, they don't. Oh, I wish they don't think we're doing anything on this.
Can we figure out how much Jefferson brings in with the, with their rec center?
So Jefferson actually has a rec center bond, or not bond.
How much do they bring in?
As far as their...
Because they sell memberships and...
They sell memberships. I don't know what their, how much they bring in with it all. You would have to make some decisions about...
Just be interesting to know.
Early on, do you take and...
It'd be a way to offset pay, pay to play.
Not...
Use that revenue.
But one of the things you, you look at is, do you charge people that live in the Monroe School District?
They do out there.
You may say that the first 5 years of all this, we don't, because we've already, we asked. You gave this to us and...
Got it.
And that way we're not, there's not another cost. Or you say it's the first 10 years. You come up with a number that you can live within to have people go, okay, I can use this facility. And we set up with athletics, you know, those given nights and calendar it out when the facility is open and run it that way there. But I think...
Oh, the addition you're talking about?
Yeah. Because that addition there, it really allows, when you look at the pool, the large track and that, that rubber court area, it allows for a lot of flexibility when it's not being used by Monroe Public Schools to allow the public to use it. The pool, in my view, has always been with a pool. You need to have people in that thing all the time. If it's not our kids swimming, have the community in it. So it's getting, it's being used.
Us old people remember when we had the pool at Cantrick, which, you know, was open
old
to the public.
I remember that.
It wasn't here.
Yeah, and then what we do with that, we filled it in.
It was an outdoor pool, I was told.
Yeah, it was an outdoor pool.
Yeah.
Got heavily used in the summer, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, towards the end, they said when we did the partner with the city, it didn't even bring enough money to pay for the chemicals in the pool.
Hmm. Wow. Well,
back when we were kids, yes. Yeah. Computer kids.
It wasn't that big, though.
It was a pretty good size pool.
Yeah, it was.
But the other thing that we work out with, you look at, and I'm going to bring this in because I know you got to get going here, is the swim program has talked about, and they met with us back when we were looking at the engineer, about what they could do annually with a large competitive pool. And Ron Evans didn't even miss a heartbeat. He goes, we can generate $100,000 a year with this pool.
Yeah, swim meets.
With the competitive swim meets and the, not our kids, but with the, I want to call it AAU because I don't know any other term, but that large
That's
swim.
If we do eight lanes, right?
You do an eight-lane pool. Eight Six lane doesn't get us anywhere, an eight-lane. Yeah. But what the trade-off is then, if you're generating that kind of revenue, it can stay in that area. And it's paying for itself.
But
so,
the biggest word you just said, if.
Well, and that's what it comes down to is you have to go show us how that happens or what show us the schools that are doing this and that we're not going to, you know, Brighton, I know they dropped, oh my gosh, I think theirs was like a $15 million pool. It's beautiful.
Well, I can tell you we did a ice rink here that the taxpayers are still paying for and we tore it out.
Yeah.
And we're still making payments
still
on it.
Can't believe that didn't work.
That was really bad.
That was mismanagement.
That was very.
So
yeah.
Sorry, whoever.
So questions, thoughts, email to Jamie, call me. More to come on this. Any questions that do come or thoughts to Jamie or myself will be kept and shared, distributed back out to everybody so everyone stays in the loop. So,
okay.
Dave, did I miss anything? Okay.
So you're gonna follow up on the Arborwood and. Do the must have on the list.
Well, that this
two
this list, Darla, as a group right here, we're going to whittle it down ourselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So for the next time we meet, there would be an expectation to look at the
we'll go through
wood option.
We'll go through each one and we'll
whittle the list down and let's get it to a focus.
We'll get it because
it's affordable.
Well, and I think it's a blessing that you have high school, because if I was a voter, because I don't know if you noticed your taxes in Atlanta, they must have passed a really big school bond, because mine was $400 a year. For
up there?
How many mills it was, but to be able to have to build a building like if Cantrick, it's
going to gonna be a lot of money.
It is.
So that's.
You wouldn't be building, you'd be adding on the same thing you're adding on at the high school.
No, so.
Over here, you're adding classrooms.
This is what you'd be adding on the cantor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd be adding a lot of classrooms over there. One of the things that Clark said, it's $900 a square foot. Now, that's where we go back to Clark. What's that?
For which one?
Classroom space. Right now, going rate's $900 a square foot.
Because that whole wing would be used for the students. You'd be adding on an entrance and a separate.
Well, we are here too. We're adding multiple entrances.
That's what I'm saying, but that's all you're adding, where that whole wing would be dedicated to students.
Yeah.
And if you had to whittle that down, you could, where you need to have at least 30 classrooms.
It's a cost out.
So I would just like to hear, like, see it for myself and say that we've actually looked at the best option instead of saying, you get this, it's the it or the highway, and you know I struggle with that. I'm always looking at what else is there so that we can say, we sat here, we looked at the options, we looked at what was necessary, we looked at what had to be done, and we're spending your money in the best way and the most efficient way that we can. And that's all I ever, like, ask for when it comes to stuff like that, you know? I was just looking at you because you're the money man sometimes.
You have the, your three options would be.
I'm terrible. I've got credit problems. I don't even have a car.
The four options is, or five options you do, we leave the middle school alone. We invest in our current middle school, we build a new middle school, we do something at Arborwood, or we do something at the high school. Those are what the five options have when it comes to Monroe Middle School.
But it could also be, we buy our time here for another year or two and take a look at what the options are.
Well, you're gonna have, but it doesn't take us that long to generate the information you want.
Yeah, but we're sitting here in May, right? And by next April, it's intended to be on the ballot.
No, no, I think you were talking August.
I'm talking August. You'll have to make a.
Oh, I thought you said April.
April's when you make the decision to put it on the ballot.
Yes, that's what I meant, yeah.
But the ballot would be in August.
But you have to have it all done by April, so I misspoke.
The paperwork, right, you know that, yeah.
So I wanna say.
Because you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. How much you're asking for, how many years.
That's less than a year.
The treasury.
Yeah.
Treasury is February, early March, meeting in Lansing with treasury.
So really, our Board of Education, come December, has to have a pretty solid plan of what we would be taking to treasury.
Yeah.
Go to treasury right there in January, and then treasury says yay or nay. They, sometimes they'll say no, it's too big of a scope or something like that. They won't approve it. If they do, then it comes to you. You still have in, no matter what, by April 14th, I think was the date, on or before April 14th, then to call for a vote. At that point in time, that's when you make the final decision. So all the work we'll be doing up to that point is still contingent upon Treasury, contingent upon the Board of Education, and April calling for the vote. You may come to April, all the work's been done, and go, the economy still sucks, we don't think this is gonna pass, let's kick it down the road a little bit further before we go and bring it to the voters. You can do that. It doesn't, you can pull that back right there.
I think they're going to put it on either August or November, I believe, is when they're going to put it. Yeah.
I was just saying because the vote's coming up for the college, too.
No. Yeah. So there's, the only thing I know is next May is our renewal for our tech millage. That's a renewal. It's not a new tax. It's just a renewal. And so,
I'm just looking at what else will be on there and what other monies are being requested from people in the community.
And what we don't know is anytime we go to the, out there to the, our voters is, you have your fire, you have your public safety, so we don't know what they're gonna do there.
And that really makes a difference on when you put something on the ballot.
Absolutely.
Because, how does some of this stuff get passed? Is because they put it on at the right time.
Oh, very much.
With the other stuff that's on there, so it can ensure passage.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
But the problem we have is when they don't tell you that they're gonna put something on there, all of a sudden you see three other items on there that's all tax. You're like, well, that blows. So, but this, like I said.
So you're saying you wouldn't know if the fire department, the police department, anything was put in the millage. You can't ask them?
Well, you don't know who, because you gotta think about all of our different townships around us, and.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking, never mind.
So you never know who, all of a sudden it's their turn, and they're in the rotation, they do something, or they, and so.
I get it.
That's the stuff, but that's, but all the different options, we'll work through it all and unpack it and go, okay, what is the best option moving forward? And again, the best option, maybe we do something or we don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know that next
August, Manor opens up, and we're done with the bond work. Okay? And at that point in time.
Waterloo, not Manor.
No, next August. I'm talking about a year.
Waterloo should be opening up this summer.
The summer is Waterloo, Raisinville, and Orchard.
Manor's not closed.
No, but it gets its bond work done.
It's not closing.
No.
No.
Okay.
Just the bond work is done.
Well, I meant like it reopened, like it's done. But my point, where I'm going is, August of 26th, that building is finished. The bond work is finished for what the voters passed in 2020. So that's why we're looking at, all right, what's next?
Give us as many options as we can have.
Oh, we will.
So we have some choices that we can look at.
We start selling land, too.
Like downsize my house first, please.
You're downsizing?
Yes.
Monroe Public School involved?
So we'll get pictures of these so you can see it. They are not to scale. They are not even close to being accurate in any way, shape, or form. This is really the one that matters right there to give you an idea. But again, it was crafted in 2008, so where the pool would sit and all that, that's not even been drummed up. So thank you, everybody.
Okay. And that concludes our agenda. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Do we have support?
Support.
Show of hands?
Not a feat, just a hand.
Monroe Public Schools Board of Education Special Work Session for Monday, May 19th, 2025.